Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. On tonight's show, we'll begin with Candy Cane. We'll also hear from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. It's a new one on Alligator. Tony Wessels and the Revolvers from Sewanee, Georgia. Rosson Roland Kirk, the Isley Brothers, who have teamed up with Santana on a new album. We'll also hear from Miles Davis, Diana Krall, Johnny Adams, and an interview with Joe Louis Walker on the blues.
Boiling hot. I got a feeling some. something everywhere. Hey, you heard about it? Trust me, I've been there. East to west, both sides of the track. And if I've been there before, somebody wants me back. Man, I seen more action than Saturday night, and I ain't all that. Hey, but I'm alright. I sipped the champagne in Paris, took flamencos in Spain. They fed me steak in Buenos Aires and lobster in Maine. I saw them so much fun in London till they want me back again. And it's been ladies wanna pay me just to be their special friend. But I don't like bragging, cause it's not polite, so I ain't all that. Hey, but I'm all right.
Thank you.
was one of my favorites, Rosson Roland Kirk with Sweet Georgia Brown from the album The Return of the 5,000 Pound Man. We also heard from Tony Wessels and the Revolvers, Gangster's Blues, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, a song called I Ain't All That, released on an album called Groovin' in Greaseland yesterday, August 18th. They've got a tour coming up September 7th, starts off in Vegas. And at the top, Candy Kane, who passed away May 2016 of cancer at the age of 54, a song called I Got a Feeling. I'd like to share an upcoming event at the Downtown Listening Room in the historic Shillitoe's Building in downtown Cincinnati, Saturday night, August 26th. Singer-songwriter Anna Applegate will open the show at 7:30, and she'll be followed by guitar-piano duo Danica Holmes and Jeb Hart. You're listening to The Blues on 91.7.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. But there are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. Oh, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, no, not just for some, but for everyone, for everyone. Ooh, another meadow. Oh, there are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. Oh, there are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, listen, Lord, if you wanna know.
peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejew me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me. Champagne me, show me you love me, kid, love me, best way to cheer me. Cashmere me, I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burn me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, be a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me. Just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunder burden me. You heard me, I am getting hungry. Thank you.
sad and lonely all the time. That's because I've got a worried mind. You see, the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere. Everywhere. Just read your paper and you'll see just exactly what keeps worrying me. You see, the world is in an uproar, and the danger zone is everywhere, everywhere. My love for the world is like always, and the world is a part of me. That's why I'm so afraid of all the progress that's being made toward eternity, eternity. Every morning and every night finds me hoping that everything is all right. You see, the world is in an uproar, and the danger zone is everywhere, everywhere. My love for the world is just like always, and the world is a part of me. Yes, it is. And that's why I'm so afraid of the progress that's being made through all eternity, eternity. Every morning and every night finds me hoping that everything is all right. You see, the world is in an uproar, and the danger zone is everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.
Danger Zone by the great Johnny Adams, Peel Me a Grape, Diana Krall. Miles Davis with My Funny Valentine, featuring Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and drummer Philly Joe Jones. And at the top, the Isley Brothers and Santana with What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. There's a quote inside the CD cover from Carlos Santana that is memorable. Absence of conflict is peace. This is the Blues on 91.7.
I'm Ron Esposito, and we'll be in conversation this evening with guitarist and vocalist Joe Lewis Walker. Joe will be performing on August 20th at the Southgate House Revival. Joe Lewis Walker is one of the greatest bluesmen of his generation. He is a four-time Blues Music Award winner and 2013 Blues Hall of Fame inductee who has appeared on multiple Grammy-winning albums. He is known worldwide as one of the genre's top musical trailblazers, a mesmerizing guitarist and soul-testifying vocalist. Joe's latest album is entitled Everybody Wants a Piece, and the album has been nominated for a 2017 Grammy in the Best Contemporary Blues Album category. Joe Lewis Walker, welcome to the blues.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, I had the opportunity to hear you in London, England, in about 1995 or 1996 at a club, and it was a real treat.
Well, thank you.
You know, there was a period where you actually left the blues for, I don't know, maybe about 10 years and actually sang in a gospel group, didn't you?
Well, I just went back to doing gospel. I started off as a youngster doing gospel. Me and my cousins, we had a band, and we sort of peeled off to that and started doing all kind of music. And so we sort of, after a while, I went back to playing my style of blues.
You're from Oakland, California, and
San Francisco, actually.
You know, doing some background research on you, it said that you roomed for a while with guitarist Michael Bloomfield, who introduced you to Jimi Hendrix, the Grateful Dead.
Well, Michael didn't introduce me to Jimi Hendrix. Buddy Miles introduced me to Jimi Hendrix, but Buddy was in Michael's band, so it was sort of the same group of people. It was a bunch of musicians floating around, some well-known, and Michael, I think, was the most well-known, being a guitar hero when he was young. Yes, I lived with Michael off and on for quite a while. I'd leave and come back, you know.
So the other thing I was noticing, particularly about the new record, is that Paul Nelson produced the latest record, Everybody Wants a Piece. We interviewed Paul a few months ago on this program, and an interesting cat. How did you find working with Paul?
One of my best friends says, you know, Joe, I can tell how the album's going to be if you had fun. I try to enjoy it, and me and the guys in the band, we had a good time recording the record. I met Paul Nelson through Johnny Winters, who's was a good friend of mine.
So, you know, guys our age now are kind of looked at as, to some degree or another, you know, elders of whatever we're into.
Well, I feel since I started about 62, playing quite a bit, and then joined the union in 1964, I've seen some changes in the music scene as well as in the genre that I'm in, known for blues. I've seen, you know, major changes in the advent of the technology, different changes, some of them for the better, some for the worse.
What would you consider some of the changes for the worse?
Well, it's just not technology. It's sort of a sign of the times. You'll have, depending on what your interest is, you'll have what I call Facebook musicians. You know, people that really, you know, they want to be musicians, but to become good at anything, I think you have to dedicate yourself to it for a while. And you have to go through the ups and downs. You know, you have to go out here and you have to play live. You have to schlep around in a van or in England, they call it a lorry. And you have to, you know, you get your tide, you know, you put your time in and you pay your dues. I think with the Facebook thing, it's like, you know, we have a saying, you know, you pay your dues and some people get other people to pay their dues for them. So it's sort of the sign of the times, you know, a lot of people want to be famous as opposed to being a great musician. They want to be greatly famous, you know, and the generation I grew up in, if you walked in a room with a bunch of musicians and you said you wanted to be famous, you'd get laughed out of the room.
Joe, you want to tell us who's playing in your band these days and who we're going to see at the Southgate House
Well, we've had Lenny Bradford on bass and vocals for 7-8 years, and Byron Cage on drums and vocals for about the same amount of time. And Will Gorman's going to be on keyboards with us, and he's been with me a few years. So we have some guys that are pretty solid musicians. We all play and sing and play different instruments and what have you. And it's a pretty tight little unit.
You know, you've had a long recording career, starting in around 1986 up to the present moment, on a variety of record labels. I started spinning your stuff when you were on the High Tone record label. Was that based out of the Bay Area?
Yeah, High Tone was in Oakland. And actually, I first started recording in the 60s, but a lot of the stuff never got released. I did a lot of sessions, and some of the stuff got released, some of it didn't. But I got known more under my name when I came back to playing secular music, from playing gospel, nothing but gospel, from 75 to 85.
Also, as the years gone on in your recording career, you've been on, some major label stuff with the Polygram Group for a number of years. Is there a difference between being on a larger label, a bigger company, than with a smaller label, smaller company?
Well, we're talking time frame. It's different now than it was then. But if you're saying if there was a difference then, I think the difference with a bigger label then was that labels cultivated acts. And, you could have one or two records out and have built an audience or built a following or built a sound or whatever in a And the label would stick with you. Now, most of the days, it's one and done. If you ain't hitting coming out of the gate, it's a little bit less likely that they're going to spend a little bit of time. And that's major labels. Independent labels, smaller labels, I think have a little bit more leeway with that. But the dynamics of the music industry now is basically the great unknown, because the music industry doesn't know what the music industry is going to do from day to day a lot of times. And so it puts a lot of things in question. And here, the bottom line is this, with the advent of Napster and people being able to, and Pandora and different things like that, why would people buy a product when they can get it for free? And then you have to flip that on its head and say, well, why would a musician make a record if it's not gonna, you're going to spend all that time and energy and money into making a record, and anybody can bootleg it, or now with the advent of YouTube, every show you do is put on for 90 million people to see. And, there's a learning curve for everybody. My opinion is every day can't be Sunday. I mean, if you take the best ball team in the world, they never won every game,
Yeah.
So, it's sort of, it puts the musicians in a precarious position, because a lot of times a young act doesn't have the opportunity to grow. From day one to whenever, they're being judged as if they've been playing together as long as the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And that's just not the case. So there's a lot of things that work against the musicians nowadays that really weren't there years ago.
Hey, Joe, when I was looking at some pictures, it looked like you had a bunch of pretty cool guitars. You want to tell us about any of the guitars you've acquired over the years you've been playing?
I used to collect guitars. I don't anymore. I mean, I just have some, guitars that are functional for me. And I promote one company in particular called the Midas, which is a great guitar, beautiful guitar. But I've had all kind of guitars. Like I said, I was a big collector 20 years ago. I'm not anymore. But I've had every kind of guitar known to mankind, basically. I have them given to me. B.B. gave me one. B.B. King gave me one guitar. Mm-hmm. Clifford Antone, rest his soul, gave me one. Mm-hmm. Steve Cropper from Booker and MGs gave me a guitar. So,
yeah, well, every once in a while, I kind of miss my 63 Fender Stratocaster that I had when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, we all miss those because they're worth $15,000, $16,000, more than that.
Well, Joe, I really want to thank you for spending the time with us today. We're looking forward to seeing you and your group at the Southgate House Revival on August 20th. That's the Joe Lewis Walker Group.
I'm looking forward to being there, for sure.
And that will be tomorrow night, August 20th, at the Southgate House Revival. Joe, thanks again, brother. And
thank you.
We'll see you in person when you get to town.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you, Joe. Take care, man.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
Thank you.
That was Gospel Blues by Joe Louis Walker from his Grammy-nominated album Everybody Wants a Piece, and we'd like to thank Ron Esposito for his interview with Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker is also on the album The Last Shade of Blue Before Black, coming out in October on Severn Records with the original Blues Brothers Band. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.